Ed and Rizan Ferrelli on 2FM
with Virgin Mobile. Go from scrolling through stories to creating your own. Freedom is calling. Virgin Mobile. Bring on amazing.
It's that time of year again. Days are getting shorter. People are wrapping up against the cold, and there's loads of ads on the radio and the telly reminding us to get the flu vaccine. So we're a month into flu season, so we said we'd ask Nurse Sarah Kearns to answer some questions about the flu, its symptoms, the dangers, the vaccine. Sarah, good morning.
Hello, hello.
Hello, how are you?
I'm good.
Tell me about the flu.
Okay, so the flu is probably an underappreciated thing. It's a virus, like, it's a virus, right? And about a billion people worldwide get infected by the flu virus every year. A billion people.
That's a lot.
And in Ireland, it's massive. In Ireland, there's up to 500 deaths a year. Now, what would be really interesting is that level of people getting that sick has actually reduced in the last 3 years because of COVID. People were staying in, isolating and all that stuff. So it'll be interesting this year, because do we wash our hands and stuff more? It'll be interesting, the stats this year, but it can get really serious. So basically, it's a respiratory tract. It's a virus that goes after your respiratory tract. It goes into your nose, down your tubes, into your lungs, okay? But it is a sudden onset. Basically, it's a virus that turns into this infection. You get, generally speaking, like a bit of a cough. The difference between that primarily and COVID, which we can talk about the difference with COVID, is that you generally don't get short of breath, which is one of the, you know, we talked about that so many times with COVID. But basically your respiratory may be a bit of a cough, snotty nose, like the muscle aches, the headaches. You might have like blocked sinuses and you can get headaches. You can often get weakness, like you're sleep disturbed, you have poor appetite and you're absolutely laid in the bed. I've had the flu once. It was absolutely horrendous.
I've had a cold thinking it was the flu.
Oh yeah, so if you've actually ever had
but
the
you
flu,
describing it there, is I've it, never had that.
You are absolutely, and like I'm a, well, I've type 1 diabetes, but like I'm a healthy person. Like you're absolutely flat to the mat. Like you're in bed, you have to change your bed sheets like a couple of times. It is absolutely rotten. Generally lasts a week. It's a sudden onset. Colds are more like snotty and coughy and sort of like mucus. And it's the colds are generally, if you think about a cold, it's like all in your face, like your nose. And you can get that nasal drip, so a bit of a cough with it. But you don't usually get a bad temperature with a cold. Colds are gradual onset. You'll know your nose is a little bit snotty and then it'll get worse and worse and worse. And then actually colds can last maybe 2 weeks. But the flu is different, right? It is sudden onset. You feel grand today and then tomorrow you'll just be like, oh my God.
Highly contagious?
Highly contagious. So, but this is the thing, okay? When we talk, like it, so if you get the flu, right, you're just feeling rotten. But the problem is, this is where it can get serious. If you have all the infections that are related to this virus, right, so pneumonia, ear infections, bronchitis, all these things can get really serious. And we have thousands of people in hospital every year with flu complications. Every year, like up to 500 deaths, that's massive. That's, you know, that's a couple a day. So the peak periods, so northern hemisphere is October to April. Southern hemisphere is April to October. So kind of obviously work backwards. And that's actually where people say to you about the vaccine. That's where we get, there's a WHO is constantly monitoring the flu globally, right? Constantly. And it can, basically the virus can chop and change every year. It can change, just like COVID, right? We had the Omicron, the Delta, you know, all that stuff, right? So same with the flu. But they will basically look at us and see, and they can see it under a microscope by testing, maybe doing swabs of people in hospital. The really, you know, the people that got really sick, they end up in hospital, they take a swab, have a look at the cells, and then they're able to determine what type of flu it is. So then they're able to track the flu. And then, so then they can advise the southern hemisphere what is just the northern hemisphere has gone through and vice versa. So that's how they do it.
Works.
Yeah.
Okay. Are we talking about older people, babies are more vulnerable than, let's say, me or you?
So kids are twice as likely to get the flu, which is bananas, 2 to 12 year olds. So that's because of the close contact and, you know, everything we talk about actually on the show, like this, you know, because they're in close contact, they're touching each other twice likely. So the people are really at risk are the over 65s, the people with chronic conditions, the healthcare workers, because they're basically in an environment in whether it's a nursing home, a hospital or whatever, or looking after maybe the elderly. They are more at risk. They should really consider a vaccine. But it's pregnant people as well. You know, they're at that they are a higher risk of getting sick from the flu for various reasons. But so it's people that you would consider it, when we talk about COVID, those people we worried about getting sick with COVID is exact same with the flu, because it's, yeah.
Okay. When, I mean, can you manage a flu yourself?
Yeah, generally speaking, it's pretty manageable at home. So antibiotics don't work, right? So you can get, do you remember with one of the flu, was the H1N1 or something, there was Tamiflu, and that was an antiviral. But generally speaking, they're not given. That it is, unless you can get different medications if you get very sick and end up hospital. Generally it is, you are absolutely paracetamol to manage temperatures. You need to drink water. If you're sweating with the temperature, you're getting really dehydrated. So you need to keep the fluids up, and literally it's just rest and just seeing it out.
Okay.
It'll take a good week to get over it. And people are a bit shook for a time after that.
When should you go to a GP? Because I remember Enzo had it as a kid, and it got so bad. Then eventually we had to go to the hospital, and it was like, it looks like pneumonia now. Is that because when it gets...
Yeah, and that infection. Yeah. So the virus would have entered his body from whatever source, and then he would have gotten an infection. So in his lungs, pneumonia. And actually, so when alarm bells, okay, anything to, if you're worried about a child's breathing in any way, mm-hmm. if uncontrolled temperatures, if they're lethargic, that's a big one with kids, or they just like limp
get
on the couch. Just get in. Always as a parent, go with your gut, and especially, yeah.
If you've had the flu.
Yeah.
And you work through it, if you're a generally healthy person, would that build up your immune system for the following year?
Yes, is the answer. However, because the viruses change a little bit, what they recommend is actually getting flu vaccine every year. And the reason is because, just say there is one strain that comes, you'll get semi-protection this year. So you get a vaccine now, you'll get protected from whatever flu is circulating. And we were talking about the Southern Hemisphere, but whatever flu is circulating, even if they don't exactly match it, they're going to match the virus to a certain extent, so reduce the chances of you getting really sick from it.
So talk to me about the vaccine.
Oh, so it is a brilliant, it's an inactive virus. So that's something that's so common, and even it's so common, it's a really common misconception. You cannot get flu from the flu vaccine. It's inactive. It's not alive. It's not, so you basically get it. Potentially you may have been brewing the flu, and then you get it, and it's just kind of just coincides. But you cannot get flu from the flu vaccine, okay? It takes 3 weeks to get going. That's why they recommend us at the moment getting it, so that mid-November.
That's why the ads are on now.
Yeah, exactly. So pre, when things are really going to get real. And so what it is, you can get it anywhere, like in the pharmacies, healthcare workers, GP. What they do recommend, have a look on the HSE website. But one of the biggest things is that it has there's a part of an egg substance in it. So if you're allergic to eggs, that you'd need to be monitored. But you can get the flu vaccine. So what it is, they basically inject it into you in the upper arm, right? It takes 3 weeks to work, inactive, and your body builds up the antibodies and your immunity. Then they're trying to get specific stats, because it varies from year to year. The effectiveness of it varies from year to year, depending on the match for the circulating strain. But it'll potentially reduce your chances of getting the flu by 40 to 60%. But it'll also pretty much, the flu vaccine, you can still potentially get the flu, but either you will get it extremely mild, exactly like the COVID vaccine, right? So you could get it, if you get the vaccine, you get probably a significantly milder dose if you're going to get it. But also, the biggest thing about the flu vaccine, it's like you doing something for public service. So I was talking to my pal Karen this morning. She was saying one of her bugbear, she's an ICU nurse, and she was a kid in the neonatal ICU nurse, and she was saying one of her bugbears is one of her kids, just say, has asthma. And she was saying that if people were more vaccinated, the amount of circulating flu in the community would be significantly reduced. Her child is put at less risk. Do you know what I mean? And so you're kind of doing a public service thing. But I think I get the flu vaccine, or I have a chronic condition. So anyone with chronic conditions.
Do you get it every year?
I get it every year. I think part of it because I was a nurse, part of it because of diabetes, but also big part of it is that I've had the flu. I know how absolutely rotten it is. Like, you can't, like, there's no, like, if you get the true flu, it's like there's no work from home. You're like, you can't even watch Netflix. You're absolutely in a heap. It's an awful thing.
So we're advised to take a flu vaccine. We're advised to take a COVID vaccine now. All these vaccines that will protect a lot of people. What does that do to our immune system?
So it's building up. It's like helping your immune system. So it's building up your immunity against these viruses. You're literally just protecting yourself. The thing about the flu vaccine is, if you think about the level of dosage, like millions and millions and millions and millions. It's an extremely safe vaccine. And like, there's all sorts. If you look on the HSE website, like, it'll give you loads of information, but you're basically increasing. So now, because we got the COVID vaccine, I'm going to get the flu vaccine. My body now has like built up this immunity and this protection. I'm protecting myself. But also, if I get it, if I get the flu vaccine, I have now reduced my chance of 40 to 60% of getting the flu. And even if I do get it, it's going to be much milder. So therefore, the elderly people that I stop to and talk to on the road, I'm protecting them as well. It's sort of like that knock-on effect. And that's why we're not wearing masks in shops anymore, because people got the flu, the COVID vaccine. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. I know. And for children, sometimes it's just a nasal spray. Is that right?
Yeah. So it's an injection for adults and a nasal spray up the nose, like literally quick squirt. I got it for the kids last year. 2 to 12, they recommend. You can get it. So loads of people actually hit under the free category, but you can go into your pharmacy. It's €30 just for the consultation fee. €30 to go into your pharmacy. They monitor you, give you a flu vaccine, they monitor you 15 minutes and you're good to go. Kids, it's just a quick squirt up the nose. You could contact your GP if you have any concerns about your kids getting vaccine. Contact your GP.
Do kids get it for free?
I'm just wondering.
We'll look that
yes.
up.
Yeah, do you know what? My kids got it for free last year. So
okay.
Okay.
But then adults have to pay for the flu
if
vaccine.
If they have no chronic condition.
Gotcha.
Do you know what I mean?
Gotcha,
if it's just run of the mill. But I'm a big fan of this vaccine. I think also.
But do you think it should be free?
Yes, but then I think so.
Yeah.
Like my knee-jerk reaction is like yes, because if you think about the knock-on effect, so just say it costs, I think it's like €2,000 a day for an overnight stay in ICU, something like bananas like that, right? So if you think about, and it's around about maybe €500 a day for a hospital stay in a normal ward. So if you think about all those people, if they got the flu vaccine, the reduction of those people having to go to hospital, the reduction in sick leave for companies, like lots of companies give flu vaccines for free, and the reason is because they want productivity. They
maybe the HSE should think about giving the flu vaccine for free if they want us to save. They want to save €2,000 on an ICU patient.
But you know, there's thousands go into hospital every year with this, so they reduce that massively. And also think about COVID as well. It's still in the community. There's still lots of people. One of my friends had COVID this week, is miserable. So she, like, I think the biggest thing is get it. You do not want to end up in a hospital emergency department this winter if you can help it.
Absolutely not. Sarah Kearns, thank you so much for coming in. Always good. If you would like Sarah to talk about anything in the coming weeks, anything specific, you can always email the show, jen@rte.ie. She is our resident nurse on the show and can talk about anything health-wise.
Literally anything.
Anything.
Or otherwise.
Sexual health.
Yeah. Bring it on.
Mental, any of that kind of stuff. Get in touch with the show, 51552, or you can mail me jen@rte.ie. And if you want to follow her on Instagram, she's @handsonhealth. Thanks, Sarah. Thanks for coming in.
Jennifer Zaffarelli.
Weekday morning from 9
on 2FM.